Welcome to the Grow Your Practice podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Chad Madden, owner of Madden Physical Therapy and Breakthrough. Join me each week as we dive into the best practices, systems, principles, tips, and tricks to help you grow your private practice. We'll get rolling with secrets to increase revenue per visit and how to get the most out of the day. You're going to block off your time. You're here. Obviously, you've done that right now. And then if you don't have something to write with or write on, you'll want to grab that right now, something that you can take notes with. And then we'll be discussing, I'll be sharing a scholarship offer here at the end. Plus, we have another tool for you. So you're in the right place if you're feeling pressure from decreasing revenue per visit, increased cost, and in the end, thin margins. You're doing well, but you see the difficult trends in healthcare and you want to stay ahead of the curve. Or you're looking for proven strategies to increase your profitability and revenue per visit in your practice. And much of what we'll be sharing here today is exactly what hundreds of owners all over the US and Canada are already doing. So my promise to you is in our time together here in the next hour, I promise to give you a simple and clear plan that you can follow to increase your revenue per visit in your practice. You'll learn about three proven steps. And this is something that you can take with you over and over again, that, you know, if you have another 20 or 30 years in private practice that you can continue to use. But those three proven steps that practice owners just like you are using to increase their margins and their rev per visit. When you put this into action, you'll have more financial security, time freedom, and you'll be in a better position to have a bigger impact and help more people. Also, here at the end, I'll be sharing my 2024 Profit Planner. This is a tool that, again, you can use every single quarter, every single year to plan out your year. And we'll talk about exactly why that works well in practice. So what is happening in private practice market today? Well, over on the right, we have annual expenditure. This says per capita. Oddly, per person here in the US is fairly close. So right now in the US, 2023 numbers, we're spending $13,500 per person per year, which is an absolutely ridiculous number. It's $4.5 trillion is what we spend in 2023. And because you're in healthcare, there's probably some assumptions that people are making about you that you must be doing well because healthcare is so expensive and you're in healthcare. But the reality is not that. In fact, we're faced with decreased reimbursements over time. And we'll take a look at here, especially if you participate with Medicare, what's happened over the last 16 years or so. There's an increased cost to provide care. You probably have had employees, team members request a raise in the last year or two. We've had a record number, more so in the last 24 months than we've had in the previous 18 years combined. But the space, the equipment, our employment expenses are more than they were 2 or 3 years ago. So they're going up. In the end, we're left with shrinking profits. Anytime you have less reimbursement, less revenue, and more cost, we're left with shrinking profits. And the other thing that's happening, this has hit our practice as well. We employ today 108 people. In this year alone, in the first 4 months, we've had over 10 or 11 clinicians leave private practice and go into another setting. So that is happening as well. And if we look at the declining reimbursements, this is taken from the Medicare conversion factor on the physician fee schedule. We see it, you can go to cms.gov and get the same thing. So from 2016 to 2023, is that going up, staying the same, or going down? It's going down. If we go back to 2008, there's a 14% reduction in the conversion factor, which essentially says what we're reimbursed for by Medicare. We participate with Medicare, Medicaid, any other federal payer. So that is a problem. 14% reduction. Many of the private insurers also base their reimbursements on the physician fee schedule. If we look at the expenses and what's happening with inflation, the dollar is worth less today than it was yesterday. If we take a look at 1994, the year that I was in a junior in high school and decided to become a physical therapist, that physician fee schedule is exactly the same. It's within 1% over 30 years, but the dollar is worth less than half of what it was 30 years ago. And why is that happening? Well, prices have increased significantly since 2019. So in the last 5 years alone, inflation is 32.5%. So that creates some issues, and especially as we're providing benefits to our team members, as we're employing more people, as we're renting or leasing more space, or buying a building or building out, doing any sort of construction or adding equipment, those costs add up, and they do so at a fairly quick rate. So challenges that this is causing within private practice, we're earning less revenue from each patient. Relatively speaking, we're doing more work for less money. And a dollar today, in terms of reimbursement, when you participate with insurances, is harder to collect than it was 5 years ago. It's more costly to collect that dollar. There's an overall increase in expenses. We're understaffed. It's tough to hire and retain our staff for a multitude of reasons. We have underutilized space. The one thing, we just did a national survey, and the one thing that came out is many owners want to expand. They want to open an additional clinic. They want to expand existing space, but they either can't afford to, or they can't hire fast enough in order to fill that space. So they're punting into the future. They're delaying the impact and the help, the access to care that they could be making in the world. So delayed plans to expand, and in the end, razor-thin margins, which creates all sorts of financial havoc for the average practice owner. Here's some of what we're hearing from owners. We're a hardworking team. We want to make sure that we don't shrink our margins to a point that we put the practice at risk. Some more numbers for you. In 2018, the industry average for private practice PT, the average margin was 14.6%. Today, that number is less than 10%. That is an issue. And Greg Crabtree, who's a CPA, sends benchmarks for healthcare private practices. He shared that anytime a practice is less than 10% in margin, they're literally a speed bump away. They're skating on thin ice. They're a speed bump away from having to close their doors. So not a pandemic, but any sort of, Medicare delayed payment or something like that can put that practice at risk, and they're in jeopardy of closing their doors. So here's something else an owner shared. We're in an ethical dilemma. We want to see a higher volume. We could see a higher volume, but that would compromise our quality of care. And then the other one, how do we compete with hospitals when they charge and get paid 300% of what we do getting paid as an outpatient PT office? Can we have hope? Is there hope to renegotiate better rates? So what most owners are doing, waiting for advocacy. I see this a lot in the forums and the groups I'm in. Somehow there's this magical wand that's going to come by and reverse this trend that's happening in reimbursement and cost. That doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. Cut back on marketing and growth. Just was talking with an owner that they were doing this. They cut their marketing budget. They for a month or two, they were more profitable. And then what do you think happened after that? They shrunk, right? So they starved their future pipeline. And then 2 months down the road, 60 to 90 days down the road, they had less new patients coming in. That resulted in less visits and created some problems for that practice. Another one that's happening is they're seeing more patients themselves. Just got a message from an owner literally 5 minutes before we started here, an owner who lost two PTs, two DPTs, left, went to work in another setting. And now that owner is seeing more patients themselves. They're forced to. And at least here in central Pennsylvania, we call that cranking, right? Trying to make up for the lost personnel, lost clinician. The other one here is taking a personal pay cut, or even worse, having to subsidize the practice out of their own pocket. The last one here, doing nothing, blaming external factors, blaming the government, blaming insurance companies, blaming the Federal Reserve for inflation, things like that. Things that we can't really control. And then the final one, giving up and selling for pennies on the dollar. Again, I met with an owner last week, literally talking about this. Here's what I need out of my practice. I've been doing this for decades, and this is what I think my practice is worth. And very disappointed at what he had been offered within the marketplace today, right? So you don't want to do that as well. You want to go out on top. So how this typically plays out in most practices, reimbursements fall, the clinician leaves the setting, goes works in another setting where they can maybe earn $5,000 or $10,000 more a year. The owner starts treating more. They're forced to. They cut the marketing expense to try to preserve, try to save. And then what happens after that is the revenue declines. The owner ends up taking a pay cut, or worse, subsidizing with debt or out of their own personal pocket. Three steps to increase revenue. If you haven't taken any notes yet, which is fine, now's the time when you want to start taking notes. First step to improve your revenue per visit is you need to look, right? We call this the profit leak audit. You have to see what is going on in your practice. At our last event in Orlando, we have had an owner come up on stage, Lance Gross, with GTS Physical Therapy in Arkansas. And this is exactly what he said. Going through the profit leak audit was worth $1.3 million to my bottom line this year. So he meant 2024. It took me 90 minutes to do this. And what he found was gross underbilling, right? So giving away care. And the essential way to think about how to do the profit leak audit is you want to go into your EMR. You want to look at the payment ledger, whatever that's called in your EMR, for one visit. It should be at least 60 days ago. Why do you think it would be more than 60 days ago? The answer is because we want to have realized that revenue. If you're a completely cash-based service, that's fine. You don't need to go 60 days ago because you realize your income immediately. But for those of us participating with insurance, make sure it's at least 60 days ago so you see what's happening with the revenue. We had one when we did this, an insurance company, a Medicare replacement plan that was giving us $38, I think it was $38.60 a visit, right? Regardless of what we billed out. None of our clinicians knew that. When we did the profit leak audit, it raised their eyebrows. Like, wow, I didn't see what was going on with our revenue here. So the third thing is you want to look at what you billed out. So did you bill out 3 units, 4 units, whatever that might be? And then what did you receive back? Just look at it. That is the first step. You're not going to correct this problem by not looking at the revenue. You can increase your revenue per visit if first you don't look at what's going on with your revenue. The second thing that we want to do, by the way, as I'm going through this, if you have any questions, you can just type it in the Q&A and we'll have some time to answer your questions here at the end. The second thing that we want to do is we want to create a plan. And the way that we do that is we have this tool called the Profit Planner. I'm going to give you this tool at the end of our time here together today. So, as Benjamin Franklin said, failure to plan is planning to fail. I think he wrote that in Poor Richard's Almanac. But the way that we do this is we create a 12-month plan for your expected income, and you just simply fill out a form. When we're opening a new office, a de novo clinic, the director that's going to run that office completes this. This is the first thing that they do before we open that clinic, right? If we can't make it work financially on paper, it's never going to work. So there's a lot of different options of things that we could be doing, right? To increase our revenue per visit, we're going to go through four big buckets here in a second. But in order for us to decide, make the right decision for our unique practice, we first have to be able to forecast out what would happen if we made these changes. What would happen if we renegotiated a rate? What would happen if we would drop a payer? What would happen if we would have more new patients coming through? What would happen if we would be able to hire two more clinicians and fill our space? What would happen if we added a cash-based service, right? So the way that we figure that out is with this profit planner. We want to create a 12-month plan. You want extra credit? Do it for 5 years. In our case, we do a monthly plan for 24 months, the next 24 months, and then we do annual plan for years 3, 4, and 5. You get the idea. You want to create a plan then for your expected expenses. You should have some, historical behavioral history there to look back at and say, okay, this is what my rent has been. This is what it's going to be here in 2024. You should have an idea of what that's going to be. And then how are you going to improve your margin? What could you do? And that's where step number three comes in here. We have four big profit levers. I'm going to explain in general what they are. And each one has basically three or four different strategies within this profit lever. So number one is you could market for profit, right? And here's the question you could ask today. Could you handle more new patients coming through your door, or do you already have a waiting list? If you already have a waiting list, great. Then there's other things that we can be solving here. But marketing for profit, and I'll give you one more quick, easy thing that you could do. So, do you have a highest payer? And that you can do this for yourself. You don't even have to write it in the chat. Do you have a highest payer? Just write down what that highest payer is. Do you have a lowest payer? Right. So you could do a patient reactivation campaign. And who would you want to attract? Your highest payer, a patient with your highest paying insurance, or a patient with your lowest paying insurance? I'm going to guess it's the highest paying insurance, especially if you have revenue per visit or profit problems. So you could go through and send them a very simple text, something along the lines of, Paul, I'm going to pick on you since you're the last person in the chat here, but hey, Paul, this is Chad Madden over at Madden and Gilbert Physical Therapy. It's been 6 months since I have last seen you for your hip. How are you doing? That works very well in text, also works in email, but some form of how are you? And it's personal. I saw Paul for his hip. It's been 6 months since I last saw him, right? So sending that out, and we can hedge our bet and go to the highest payer. So that would be another way you could market for profit. The second thing we could do is we can increase our lifetime customer value, or more appropriately, our lifetime patient value. And what this means is when somebody's coming through, and if we have massive drop-off. So, you know, we see this especially with our younger DPTs, they'll have some drop-off. So I remember one of our partners now, Jan, when she first started with us, she said, what else can I do to get better? And she was clinically sound a year after graduating, a year into her career. So very clinically sound. And I said, well, let's take a look at what do you think your graduation rate is? And she said, oh, I think it's 80%. So that means that if 20 new patients started with under a plan of care with her in 1 month, that 16 of them graduated their plan of care, met their goals, and was discharged from physical therapy because they met their goals. So we did an audit. That's called a graduation rate audit. And she went back and looked, and a week later we met, and I said, okay, so you saw 20 new patients. How many of them graduated? She was devastated. It was only eight, right? So she had a 40% graduation rate. And so one simple way for her, and by the way, she went from 40 to more than 80 within 30 days. She went through and put some systems and processes for herself so that she wasn't getting massive drop-off. And now she's a clinical director, very successful, went from 2,000 square feet to 4,000 square feet in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And yeah, now helps other physical therapists. But instantly, by getting rid of those leaks, those patients that went missing in action, she increased the lifetime patient value. Some other things you could do there, add a cash-based service, right? You could increase reactivations or word-of-mouth referrals would be other ways to increase lifetime patient value. Third thing we can do is better payer mix. You could drop your lowest payer, you could attract more of your highest payer, or you could renegotiate rates. As over on the right, you see two practice owners there. The first is Tony Sear of Kinetics PT in Florida. Tony started renegotiating rates. He's been on the podcast. He has shared on the webinars here at Breakthrough about how he went and renegotiated anywhere from 10 to 33% increases in his reimbursement rates. Now, other owners have taken what Tony has shared here at Breakthrough, and they've done the same exact thing, which is cool. And the next owner over on your far right is Sean Weatherston. Sean's an owner in Idaho, and he dropped a low payer, also shared that on the podcast and at our events, and also here on other webinars as well. So you could improve your payer mix. And then the final thing is playing better practice math. And the key here is you don't want to give away care. So if an insurer is capping you at, let's say, 2 units is the max they're going to reimburse, you don't want to end up seeing that patient for 2 hours, right? Where you would bill 8 units. So there, and I'm giving you an extreme example just to demonstrate the point, but that's the idea. We can play better practice math and not leave money on the table. There's a note on EV, which is this. E is a probability, a statistics term for expected value. Right, there are some things that we can do. Renegotiating rates, very valuable to a practice potentially, takes a long time to do. doing the 10 texts that I said to reactivate patients who are your best payer. I mean, you could literally do that in an hour, right? And reactivate 5 to 10 patients within an hour or one day. And that doesn't, it doesn't, it's not a huge investment. We could all do that right now. But EV is how much am I going to have to, what is this going to cost me? And then what am I going to get out of it, right? Your expected value, long-term value. So how are you going to put this into action? The first one is time block. And you want to be super disciplined when you're doing this. So don't block out 2 hours, 4 hours, like, 90 minutes like Lance did, and then start checking email or start tech checking your social media or start catching up on discharge notes, right? Or having weekend chit chat with your team members about what they're doing this weekend or what they did last weekend, right? You want to block that time and dedicate it to going through the audit, like doing that revenue audit, looking at what is going on, forecasting forward, and then thinking strategically. And I just rattled off at least a dozen different ideas. What are some things here that I can do to improve my revenue? Right? You want to look, which is the audit. You want to plan, which is the profit planner. And then you want to focus on implementing one strategy at a time. Right? So if you're saying, hey, I'm going to add a cash-based service, and I want to add $300,000 a year in cash-based service, like Tony and Melissa Sear did at Kinetics PT, then great. Then focus on that. If you're going to renegotiate rates, then great. Focus on that. Just realize that's going to take a lot longer to implement, but you get the idea. So the plan, tools in your toolbox, you want to have a plan. So Lauren, if you can put that link in the chat for everybody, that'd be great. But when you go, it's going to look like this, right? So here's your profit planner. What you're going to do is come up here, click make a copy. You're going to click on that, make a copy, and then you'll be able to edit this. You won't be able to edit the original link, but you'll be able to edit the copy, right? And if you go here, this is your baseline. You can play around with this. This is if you add a cash-based service, and we have our assumptions in here. You want to adapt it for your practice, no slow season, and then the payer mix. So I would go right to the no slow season. You can forecast out your entire year, right? And you can bump the months, do whatever you need to do. So for May through April of 2025, you can do it for that or however you like to. But at the top here, you have your revenue. You're going to do a revenue calculation, and then you're going to do an expense calculation, and then you're going to be able to show your margin. So the different tabs are, what happens if we improve our payer mix? What happens if we add a cash-based service? What happens if we do nothing more than fill our schedules, go from 80% full to 100% full, or we fill our space, right? And I'll give you one quick formula that we use is a 2,000 square foot clinic should be 4 full-time PTs seeing 200 visits a week. The assumption there is a 4-unit visit. Just very quick math. So if we have a 3,000 square foot clinic, it would be 6 full-time DPTs, clinic PTAs, clinicians, and they would see 300 visits a week would be the capacity there. So we're constantly playing this game, attempting to fill the space, fill the schedules. Right? If you're already doing that, then you would want to move on to the other buckets. But now you have that tool, and you can go through and do that with the profit planner. And then, so this can feel overwhelming. In a short period of time, we just went through three big steps, right? You're going to look, you're going to go through the, you're going to do the profit leak audit, you're going to do the profit planner, you're going to forecast forward 1 year. And I would do one status quo, like if you didn't change anything, and then I would do it. What would my assumptions be if I'm adding a cash-based service? If 10% of people coming through buy a $400 cash-based service, what would that do for my bottom line, right? And I'm going to forecast forward. So might feel a little overwhelmed. And we have a program to help owners that are serious about making major changes within their practice and that are willing to put in the work to do that. So the program is called Profitability Under Pressure. And in this, we help you build systems with you, teach you how to do it. You see other owners doing this as well to increase your revenue per visit and your profit in spite of what's going on in the market today. And it starts with a 13-week masterclass. And what we start with is helping you create a custom plan to improve profits in your practice. We go through that profit planner, that pro forma exercise. We show you each of not only the four profit levers, but every one of the 12 strategies, the exact how-to, the common pitfalls that happen. You get to meet and be part of a community with other owners who are implementing this into their practice and are experiencing wins. We just had some really cool ones. You'll see them here in a second. But I know one owner renegotiated with UnitedHealthcare, and they actually have far better rates than what we do right now, which is pretty cool. They got another $15 a visit. So that's just one example. So we walk through that, how to implement a cash-based service. We work with Mark Callinan and Anovis and Lightforce and Shockwave and quite a few other cash-based services as well, showing you how to roll this out. And we teach you three different ways that you can get more new patients for your cash-based service, how to systematically attract better-paying patients, primarily with direct-to-consumer marketing, how to maximize your utilization of space and personnel, sharing more formulas, like I just shared that simple one with you on the 2,000 square feet. And we deliver this, we meet just like this, online video, go through step-by-step instruction. Everything is recorded for you and your team. You get all the templates, all the tools, like we just shared the profit planner with you. We share all the other tools. I believe there are a total of 12 or 13 other tools, all the templates that I use in my own practice, you can adopt and use in your practice. You don't have to reinvent the wheel there. And then again, you get access for your entire team and you become part of a community, which is once owners are part of it, then they say that this is the most valuable part is now there's hope, right? I can see other people that are the same level of practice that I have, just like my practice. I see them implementing and winning with this. Now I have hope that I can do the same in my practice. I mentioned Sean Weatherston before. Sean's been with us for quite a few years now, has more than doubled his practice size. They're growing and expanding and hiring. Sean is an amazing implementer, puts in a lot of work, and is making a bigger impact at his clinic. I mentioned Tony and Melissa Sear at Kinetics PT in Florida in 1 year. So for the most recent numbers, we just released a podcast, Grow Your Practice podcast. Tony and Melissa were both on, and they did over $300,000 last year in cash-based services, primarily with Lightforce and Shockwave. Pretty cool stuff. When Tony and Melissa started working with Breakthrough and the team here, they were doing less than $1 million. They're now doing more than $3 million a year and have just opened their third clinic, which is really cool. Another owner from Texas, Dr. Jennifer Ratner, amazing business person, grew from 8,000 visits to now over 26,000 visits. I think last year she did over 30,000 and continues to grow and expand. She's on many of our implementation calls. And even though she's advanced, she's still not only sharing her knowledge, but also picking up tidbits. I just watch her like taking notes, and I know that she's going back and implementing that right away, attends almost all of our breakthrough events as well. She's also been on the podcast. So who is the program for? Who is Profitability Under Pressure for? It's for you if you're a private practice owner. We don't work with HOPS or POPS practices, but you feel the pressure of shrinking margins. You're doing well, or you're doing well and you want to stay ahead of the trend. You can commit to at least 1 hour per week. I think that's not a big ask. I can tell you owners that have done the best have done 2 or 3 hours per week, right? Because you're going to take the information, you're going to be on the call, you're going to get the information, and then you're going to implement it into your practice. That's going to take a little bit. In the end, you're building systems so that you ultimately, long term, get that time freedom that most of us are looking for. And you have a growth mindset and you're engaged. It's not for you if you're a HOPS or POPS practice. If you're a startup practice or a side hustle, so if you haven't opened your doors yet, or you're about to, or maybe you're a couple months into practice and you're seeing 10 visits a week or something like that, this is probably not for you. You have a victim or know-it-all mindset. I'll just leave it at that. Can't commit to change, unwilling to invest in yourself. Not for you. In addition to the 13-week masterclass, you also get Breakthrough Pro, which is the same direct-to-consumer marketing automation system that I use here in my private practice. And just to give you an idea, we have 7 locations currently. We're doing on average 400 new patients per month, and roughly 90% of those are direct to consumer. So that means their past patient reactivation, their cold traffic marketing, they're not physician referral, right? So just to give you an idea, you need software to manage that. So you get the Breakthrough Pro software as well, along with pre-built campaigns that attract cash-based patients. And those campaigns are both text and email. Yeah, in the end, you get a consistent flow of new patients. Now, you might be thinking, how can I hire? Okay, you know, all that is great. My rep per visit, marketing, I get it. But how can I do that? I need to hire first, right? So you're doing like landmark progression here. So, you know, you want to reach a finish line before you proceed to the next thing. So, you know, maybe you're having trouble hiring. I just went through this. I was interviewing a DPT who's moving to this area. They currently work in a hospital system. And they literally said during the interview, I know we get paid more than you. I've seen the EOBs, at least here locally, our hospital systems in their outpatient setting, they're receiving over $300 per visit. That's not what they're billing out. They billed out over $1,200 a visit for the same four units that we bill here. And they're getting more than 3X we get in our private practice. So yes, that's difficult to compete with because it's easy at $300 per visit for the hospital to throw an extra $5K or $10K at that clinician. Also, how do I handle my team asking for a raise? I'm in the trenches here with you. We put together a training for those who apply today. It's called How to Hire and Incentivize Staff. And this I go through. This is exactly what we do, the 8-step process, how we hire the right team members that aren't necessarily looking only for more money and aren't, you know, price shopping us. I share a LinkedIn strategy, which has been working amazingly well for attracting DPTs. And then also we share our incentivization plan. So you can better align, you know, get some skin in the game, align your team members with the profit goals of the business. Now, this cost me a lot of time and money over the last 20 years to develop, and also interviewing many of the awesome owners that have come here through Breakthrough, piecing together best practices, turning it into processes, turning it into systems. You get the same exact system that I use, that Jennifer Ratner uses, that Sean Weatherston uses, that Tony and Melissa are using. And it's, yeah, you get all that and it's a huge shortcut for you. So you get it all instantly without having to reinvent the wheel. So you get Profitability Under Pressure, you get the 13-week course, you get the Breakthrough Pro software, you get How to Hire and Incentivize Staff. And right now we have something very cool going on, which is Partners of Breakthrough. You can see that some of them over there on the right are providing over $20,000 in scholarships for private practice owners. The key is we have a deadline coming up, and it's actually, the deadline is in literally in 1 week. So time is of the essence here for the scholarships that we're rewarding. So what would this mean, you know, for your practice to increase your revenue per visit, however you do it for your unique practice? And, you know, maybe you're not going to add another 1.3 million to your bottom line like Lance Gross did in 90 minutes, but could you add 10K to your bottom line? What would that mean for your practice? Would you be able to hire? Would you be able to retain? Would you be able to expand? And, you know, for most of us, this is exactly what we're going through, the frog in the boiling pot of water. We have increased pressure over the last 10, 5, 10, 15 years, increased pressure on cost, increased downward pressure on our revenue and on our income. Even if we're cash-based, it's on willingness to pay, right? And in the end, we have a shrinking margin. Industry-wide, we know we're down 33% in the last 5 years. That's a pretty big problem. And, you know, you can hop out of the pot or do nothing. And we know how each of those turns out. So this is an opportunity to join the community, hundreds of other practice owners in the US and Canada, to solve this together instead of trying to figure it all out alone. So you get all this. Total value here is over $18,000. And by the way, we have other bonuses in that aren't even here, and I can tell you more about that. But yeah, total value is $18,000. Obviously, that's not the course of the, that's not the cost of the entire program. We do have scholarships available right now. And here's how the application works. You're going to go to, there is a link. There will be a link in the chat, getbreakthrough.com/apply. You're going to fill out the short application. You're going to schedule a profitability assessment call with someone from my team. And on this call, we'll talk with you. We'll ask you personally about how you can apply the ideas that we went over here in more detail into your practice today and what that would mean for your practice. At the same time, if you choose for us to help you, we will invite you to enroll in the next course and also for the scholarship as well. And when you choose to enroll, we'll help you implement these concepts into your practice. If not, no big deal. So profitability under pressure is for private practice owners, not for hops and pops. It's for you if you're feeling the pressure of shrinking margins, you're doing well, and you want to stay ahead, you can commit to at least 1 hour per week. 3 hours would be amazing. With a growth mindset, and you want to be engaged. So you're going to go to getbreakthrough.com/apply. It is going to look like this. You're going to click on apply for the scholarship. This will take you less than 2 minutes to fill out some very basic questions about your practice, and then you're going to hit submit your application. When you do, you'll be taken to a calendar. The next page will be a calendar, and you will click on that. I'm not exactly sure. I didn't ask this morning, but I know we had less than 10 spots available as of last week in order for just the applications. So we have team members that go through the applications. You must schedule a time with them. We have less than 10 of those appointments available. I don't know the exact number today, but yeah, I know we don't have many. So you want to go there now, go to getbreakthrough.com/apply, click on the link, fill out this information, submit your application, and then click on an available time as quickly as possible. Great. Yep. So again, we have the $20,000 in PUP scholarships. That stands for profitability under pressure. That deadline is April 30th. You want to save your spot so you don't miss out. And then the other bonus resources that I alluded to, you get the ultimate reimbursement renegotiation bundle, which is what we did is we took exactly what Tony and Melissa did. They wanted to share it as it. They said, we just want to help other practice owners. And I thought it might be a legal issue. So I went to Paul Welk and I said, hey, Paul, can we literally just share this letter? And he said, not the best idea. So what we did is we worked with a professional copywriter and ChatGPT, the AI language model, and we wrote a template. So now what other owners are doing and what you'll see here in some of the wins is owners are taking that letter, that template, applying it to their unique practice, and then getting it out to United Healthcare and Aetna and Blue Cross and Blue Shield to renegotiate their rates. So you get the ultimate reimbursement renegotiation bundle. You get the direct to consumer marketing course, which I believe is 6 hours of additional content. You get the zero to profit de novo training. So this is how we open de novos, which are new clinics, new locations. And we go from zero to profitable in less than 6 months. And yeah, so, and we've done it 4 times now. So you also get the how to hire and incentivize your staff. Again, that deadline is April 30th. Here's an owner. This is a pretty funny post within our community, Michael Moravik. So this was United Healthcare. He went from $65 to $80 a visit. Pretty cool. And he said, you know, not what I asked for, but it's something. And Mike put a ton of work in to make that happen, but it meant a big deal for his practice. Here's what some other owners have said. I know Varel's right here. He went from $83 a visit to $98 a visit during the course just by implementing what is in there stuff. Yeah, you now have two options. You can do nothing. And yeah, I'm not sure how that works out. You know, as clinicians, we've all seen, we go to the family holiday and we have the uncle that, you know, you ask them how they're doing and they want to show you their shoulder and they lift their arm like this. And they say nothing's wrong, right? So they say it's arthritis or old age, and they never do anything about it. But they'll tell you, right, how they have arthritis or whatever it is. And like, there's nothing that can be done, but they'll never do anything about that, right? What's going to happen with the health of their shoulder? Probably not a lot of good things. It's not magically going to get better. Time isn't going to help that, right? It's the same thing in our practice. When we have pressure, when we have problems, when we have some issues to overcome, we can do something about it, or we can make excuses, and really just justify doing nothing, right? The second option is we put it into action. We're committed to making the change. We learn how to make the change. We gain the knowledge and we put it into action immediately within our practice. You can apply now. Go to getbreakthrough.com/apply so that we can help more people. And you have that option right now. Thank you for joining me here today to talk about revenue per visit. Appreciate everything that you're doing in the trenches of private practice. Thanks, everybody. See you.
What would adding $10,000 to your bottom line do for your practice? Let me show you how with our program, Profitability Under Pressure. Hi, I'm Chad Madden, and I'm assuming that you're a private practice owner wrestling with profits, revenue per visit, hiring, and in the end, you want to help more people. I'm here with some exciting news for clinic owners just like you. You don't want to miss this. This course is a game changer. It's help clinic owners add big numbers to their earnings. People like Joe and Kathy Scarpito, who doubled their clinic's value in under a year. Tony and Melissa Sear, they grew their practice from less than $1 million in revenue to over $3 million each year. Now, you might be thinking, is this all about money? No, it's much more. It's about taking care of your team, your patients, and your family. It's about making your clinic the best it can be. Let's face it, money in private practice isn't growing like it should. But don't worry, that's where our course comes in. In just 3 months, Profitability Under Pressure will teach you important business skills, like how to make more effective use of your space, how to increase your lifetime patient value, and improve your payer mix. There's even a special part on hiring and retaining great staff. Joining means that you're not alone. You'll be part of a group of clinic owners all working to get better. We'll be right there to help you. Are you wondering if this is right for you? Let's find out together. Apply to Profitability Under Pressure. It's easy. There's no pressure, and it's all about your clinic and your practice. Right now, we've opened early bird enrollment. When you apply, you'll be eligible for over $20,000 in scholarships, courtesy of our partners here at Breakthrough. Plus, you'll unlock bonus content on hiring, practice valuation, and marketing direct to the consumer. To qualify, you must apply by April 30th. This is for private practice owners only. The early bird enrollment deadline is April 30th. The program comes with a $10,000 guarantee. We guarantee that when you implement the strategies in the course, you'll increase your profit by $10,000 or more in 90 days or your money back. Now's the time to make your clinic stronger for you, your team, and your patients. Click below to apply.